Welcome to installment 227 from Sefer Mitzvot from the Rambam. In today's portion, we will continue our discussion of Positive Commandment 98, the commandment regulating tumas eichlin and mashkin, the impurity possibly conveyed by food or drink. This law, as we have discussed, is like all of the laws of tuma v'tahara of the Rambam. It is a spiritual concept, unrelated to the concept of physical cleanliness. When we speak of something becoming tamei, impure, it does not mean it has become unclean. Rather, it has become spiritually disqualified from consumption in a purified form, the elevated state, which a person could achieve at the times of the temple in Jerusalem, and will be again achieved when the temple is rebuilt in the days of Mashiach. As the Rambam discusses in Positive Commandment 96, the laws of Tumah V'Tahara are not laws governing our conduct per se, that we must make something impure, or we must avoid making it impure. Rather, in these cases, the positive commandment is itself the law which governs whether something is Tameh or Tahar. For example, when something is contacted in a certain manner, it becomes Tameh. This law is itself part of our positive commandment. In this situation, it will be pure, and in this situation, it will be impure. This itself is the commandment. We have been discussing the last few days some of the relevant aspects of this law which apply to us today, namely the laws of Netilas Yodayim, washing the hands. One must wash the hands before consumption of bread, as we discussed two shiurim ago. So too, when food is dipped in mashke, in a kind of liquid, then again the hands must be washed. Therefore, a boiled piece of meat, or a washed or pickled or cooked fruit, as long as they are wet, before one eats them with the hands, we must have the netilos yadayim. The hands must be washed, but the blessing is not made. The reason for this, as the Alter Rebbe explains in his Code of Jewish Law, is that there is an opinion that today we must not wash our hands. There is no requirement to do so if only a dipped food is going to be eaten. Since there is a difference of opinion, we do not make a blessing. As in all cases where there is a significant difference of opinion, Sufek brachas lahakil, when in doubt, do not make the blessing. However, we nevertheless should wash our hands, since there is this disagreement. Therefore, at the karpas, the dipped vegetable at the beginning of the Seder, the hands are washed, but a blessing is not said. It is a common misconception that when the hands must be washed, since the food is being dipped in liquid, one can avoid the problem by eating with a fork or a spoon. This, the Alter Rebbe says, is not true. Something which is normally eaten as a finger food, which is normally dipped in liquid, it does not help merely to hold it with an implement. One must nevertheless wash the hands, since the normal way of eating it is with the hands. However, if we have a food which is normally eaten with a utensil, such as a fork, or even something which is sometimes eaten with a fork, pa'amim rabbeis, many times, often, it is eaten with a utensil rather than the hands, then we can rely on the use of a utensil and not wash our hands under such a circumstance. Therefore, a wet, dipped food, which is normally eaten with a utensil, may certainly be eaten with a utensil without washing the hands. A food which is normally eaten with the being handheld, which is dipped in liquid, must certainly be eaten only after the hands are washed, even if one eats it with a utensil. A food which is in between, which is usually eaten by hand, but often eaten with a utensil, may be eaten with this utensil without washing the hands. However, the Alter Rebbe says that if it's b'shas hadchak, one is in a difficult situation and no water is available. For example, one is on a long trip and there is no water, then one is allowed to eat only if he has wrapped up his hands, al yidei mapa, is wrapped up both of his hands with a cloth, and therefore there is no possibility that his hands will come in contact with the food. It should be noted that even in such a case, the fork, eating it with a fork, is insufficient. Then it is only if one is unable to find water, and only if both hands are covered. And all of this, as the Alter Rebbe, applies primarily to dipped foods. But bread, the Alter Rebbe says, there is a big machlokes. There's a disagreement about whether in a similar situation one can eat bread under this condition. For how to behave under such conditions, an Orthodox, competent rabbi should be consulted. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.